I'm Ruth Kramer with Vision Network News. Israelis continue to watch their northern border with concern. Over the past week, Iran-backed terror group Hezbollah increased missile attacks from Lebanon into Israel. An IDF spokesperson said on Sunday that Hezbollah's aggression is bringing the region to the brink of wider escalation. Victor Kalischer with the Bible Society in Israel says they're ministering to displaced Israelis and encouraging Christians.
The Bible Society, at the time of the war, expanded outreach into humanitarian aid, but we also realize that the Bible Society is amongst the very few, if not the only, ministry that focuses on the Bible in this critical time. And I can tell you that many people are seeking for encouragement, and they are much more open than before.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And freedoms of speech and thought are severely restricted in Pakistan. FMI's Nehemiah says,
in Pakistan, no one dares to insult Muhammad, Quran, or Allah because they know the repercussion.
Pakistan's infamous blasphemy law is a source of contention for human rights advocates. More often than not, blasphemy accusations lead to vigilante justice. Even if there's no proof to support the accusations, mobs feel emboldened by the blasphemy law to right any alleged wrongs. And as a growing religious minority, Christians frequently become the target of blasphemy violence.
While I'm talking to you right now, a Christian man is being murdered in Balochistan in Quetta. They simply pick up a random Christian man and kill that person in the street of Pakistan.
Pray for wisdom for FMI-supported church planters as they boldly proclaim the gospel in this context. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.